Next coach in the teleconference is Indiana's Kevin Wilson. The Hoosiers are 1-2 overall, wrap up non-conference play at North Texas on Saturday, a 6 p.m. game to appear on ESPN3. And in conference news, running back D'Angelo Roberts was named the Big Ten Freshman of the Week. Coach, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Appreciate you coming on a little early. If you can give an opening statement, I'll take a few questions.
It was nice for our kids to get our first win the other night. Still a work in progress, number of penalties, played a bunch of young guys, but it was nice as far as our guys have been working. I do appreciate the way they worked that we could battle through and get a W. Looking forward to now last non-conference game, traveling down to Denton to play North Texas in their new arena. Coach Dan McCartney, experienced coach, so we're looking forward to that last challenge prior to going into Big Ten play next week.
Okay. Thanks, Coach. Let's go to questions.
If you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your first question comes from the line of Brian Bennett with ESPN.com.
Yeah, I just wanted to get talk about Dwight Wilson and the way he's played and what he brings to the table for you guys.
Dwight? You talking about Dwight?
That's right.
Yeah, he's done well. He actually had a slight pulled muscle in 2-a-days. Kind of got off to a slow start in our opener, missed about a week and a half or two of practice, got behind, but had a great spring. He is a guy that I think is a little bit under the radar coming into the season. Watching him this spring, thought he could bring some things to our offense very comparable to what DeMarlo could do. So that being said, kind of a nice compliment to him on the outside. Did have 2 games in a row, a couple decent performances. Still not getting a lot of touches, only 5, but has made a couple big plays. Young player, still continues to improve, but it's a nice compliment and off to a decent start last 2 weeks.
Your next question comes from the line of Adam Neff with WBNS Radio.
Yeah, Coach, I just wanted to see if you could talk a little bit about North Texas and what challenges they present to you guys.
Challenge one for us is first true road game. We did play at Lucas Oil, but we treated it as a home game except for the bus ride as far as our environment. So taking our game on the road, we got some remaining tremendous Big Ten opportunities with Wisconsin, Iowa, Ohio State, and Michigan State. So playing our league, got to be a good road game, a road team. And I'm more looking forward to just how we play and one, the environment of playing away from home. Your margin of error is less. Not being able to convert scoring zone opportunities into touchdowns where you settle for field goals or turnovers that ignite their crowd, energize their team, make it more difficult. So looking forward with the young crowd we got, can we bond together, come together, and embrace the challenge and feed off of their opportunity? Got a great new stadium, 30,000 seats, but brand new, kind of quaint, right on you, pretty sharp. Coach McCartney, very well respected his background. They're 0-3. But they've lost to 3 teams that are undefeated. I think they're the only team in the nation that's played opponents that have yet to lose a football game. So they've played really quality teams, and what they've done, they've been challenged. They've given up some points, but you look at the offenses that they played some impressive offenses. Defensively, they'll be a 4-man team, pick their spots to pressure. Offensively, a great running back who struggled last week against a great defense in Alabama. But we're a work in progress getting our run defense going, so looking forward to run defense. And they got a phenomenal return man that's setting up some plays. They played a great half with Houston before they blew them away, but they played some tough competition today.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your next question comes from the line of Kyle Phillippe with Big Red Report.
I just wanted to get your thoughts on the development of Edward Red Baker this season.
You know, Ed's, again, he's doing well in that I'd like for him to do so much better. There's a lot of, like so much of our football team, you know, we're kind of new in our program. So to me, even the seniors are freshmen, everybody learning the way we want to do things. But Ed has been the best one through our camp, and that's why he's been our starter, not forcing the football. I think he's only thrown 1 interception to date. He has had 2 turnovers where the ball has gotten loose from him. One was, you know, a bad call by us as a coaching staff in Virginia. But he's taking care of the ball reasonably good. He's not forcing the ball in his throws. He is doing a nice job of extending some plays with some scramble or some run situations where that's been a nice compliment for us and something I'm not used to with the quarterbacks I've had recently. So he is making, I don't think he's a great runner, but he is making some very, very good plays for us with his feet. He's still missing some things in the pass game, where as well as he's doing, he could do so much better. And I think the more he plays, as Dusty, Trey Roberson, and our whole team, the more we keep playing together and learning each other, I think, you know, we got a lot of, he has upside. I think our program has upside as we try to keep moving forward this season.
Thanks, Coach.
Your next question comes from line of Adam Rittenberg with ESPN.com.
Kevin, you talked about playing on the road. How important will that be for some of your younger offensive linemen? I know you have several young players up there.
Well, I mean, all of them. I mean, we're playing. I think today we played 15 freshmen, and look at some of our cover units, our cover teams, and you know your ability to communicate and your ability to just put the game right back in front of you and take all the surroundings out. It's like you go into a different environment. You start looking outside the arena instead of inside the arena, looking at the field, looking at the opponent, getting your eyes on the target of what you're supposed to do. So I'm really looking forward to seeing how we do things, because we're going to get, like I told him here the other day, when you play in the Big Ten, you're going to have to play great road games. And you got to learn how to, embrace those opportunities, relish those opportunities, play off the energy of their fans, embrace the challenge of going into their backyard and playing good football. And, anyone that's got some fiber and pride, they like to rise up to those challenges. So that's kind of the challenge we issued our guys, is to use this opportunity to not only play well because it's North Texas and us getting better as a program, but let's learn and show that we can start being a good road team. I think we've struggled as a football program. That being said, we've struggled on the road, and I'm sure as we're building, we're going to have some glitches as we go, but we got to learn how to embrace this opportunity and challenge and hit it head on and do the best we can with it. So we're looking forward to see what these young cats can do down there.
Thanks.
You're welcome, Ab.
Your next question comes from line of Lamont Pope with Fort Wayne Journal-Gazette.
Hello, Coach.
Hello.
I have to work on something on the uniform craze, and I'm just wondering just how the players responded to all the variety of options that you guys have, and just how can that benefit the program as well?
Well, we just, I asked the guys in the off season if they'd want red or white, and the kids wanted white hats. We were able, I didn't know if we'd have the opportunity to have two sets. We were very fortunate enough to have the opportunity to have red and white. We're just kind of mixing and matching those guys, and there's, I don't know if there's rhyme and reason to it. We thought the home opener with the new white hat thought would be kind of nice for the kids and fans. I know some people like it, some don't. Really, it's, a lot of guys are, we're not trying to be gaudy with all the different styles. We're trying to have a clean look, but just basically trying to embrace our two school colors of crimson and cream and mix those as we go along. And I don't know if we're going to get into the lucky helmet wear it or the lucky look wear it, but we'll move forward as we go with that thing.
Thanks, Coach.
Welcome.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad.
All right, Coach, looks like you're all set. Appreciate you joining us early. Let you go a little early. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you so much. All right, guys.